Coke time is anytime, anywhere. It's always time for ice cold Coca-Cola. Your friendly neighborhood bottled Coca-Cola presents Coke Time, transcribed with Fred Robbins, the music of Axel Stordahl, starring America's favorite young singer, Eddie Fisher.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Coke Time. Too bad we don't have Louis Armstrong on hand because we're singing our song. It's the blues, the red, green, purple, polka dot blues, like this.
We'll take the boat to the land of dreams, where the blues were born down in New Orleans.
They heard the breeze in the trees, singing with melody, and they made that the start of the blues. And from a jail came a wail of a downhearted trail, and they played that as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill
of the blues. Gee, that song must go back and back.
Eddie. Not as far as you think, Fred. Matter of fact, it was written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson in 1926.
But it's got that feeling of being written for the ages.
Uh-huh, but here's a real sleeper. It was actually published in 1938 and went nowhere until 1943, 5 years later.
That's the biggest sleeper since Tchaikovsky wrote a string quartet that didn't make the hit parade for 60 years.
Current history brought the song up to date, Fred. When I'll Be Seeing You was written, it was just another song. In 1943, it took on a very real meaning for a lot of people in love.
And in 1954?
It still makes a lot of sense. Axel, you can see.
Cathedral bells were tolling, and our hearts sang on. Was it the spell of springtime or an April dawn? Who knows if we shall meet again? But when the morning shines, spring sweet again. That this heart of mine embraces all day through. But I
sing. I'll be seeing you. A contribution from Mr. Cajal and Mr. Fain.
Now, that's the way to do it, Fred. Always give the composer credit.
I'm with you, Eddie.
Because after all, without composers, no songs.
And without songs,
what's the singer going to do?
Well, I think you've taken care of the composer for your next song. You told about him before.
Jimmy Crane, the jewelry manufacturer.
The one. Him with the rhinestones in his eyes.
But I don't think I mentioned that the second song he wrote was the first one to get underway. I Need You Now was the song that got him his first in with a publisher, and the one that ended up in a recording session with me.
But it didn't get released until after Connie Boswell and Denise Lohr and Dinah Shore and all the rest had climbed on the Jimmy Crane bandwagon with If I Give My Heart to You.
I hope that bandwagon isn't too crowded, Fred. I think I'll take a leg up there myself.
I'm sure they love company.
And all girls, too. Maybe we should have a reunion someday and all together sing If I Give My Heart to You. But for now, I'll have to be content to do it alone.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be as you are with me tonight. Think it over and be sure. Please don't answer till you do. When you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
A lot of people gave their hearts to Paris this summer, Eddie. Matter of fact, you included. So maybe you can answer a question about traveling that's been bothering me.
Fire away, Fred.
Well, suppose you fly to Europe in a fast plane and arrive there when it's lunchtime by our time, but it's already dinner time for the Europeans. What do you have, lunch or dinner?
Well, I guess that's up to the individual, Fred. But one thing is certain, no matter what kind of food you're having, it'll taste a lot better if you have ice-cold Coca-Cola along with it. And you can do that just about anywhere in the world, too.
Yes, and no wonder. Coke is the natural partner of good things to eat. It goes well with all kinds of food. And that's one reason you find so many people having Coke with lunch these days. And there's fast refreshment in bright, bracing Coca-Cola. With food or alone, it gives you a bit of quick energy that brings you back so refreshed so quickly. And with as few calories as half an average juicy grapefruit. So why not try it yourself? Have a Coke with your lunch. You'll find that Coca-Cola adds sparkle to any meal. Remember to keep plenty on hand. Buy several cartons or a case of delicious, refreshing Coca-Cola.
One big reason why there is no business like show business is that after months, sometimes years, of preparation of a new musical show, writing the story, the music and lyrics, casting, and 1,001 details, followed by months of brain-wearying days and nights of rehearsals, you place it all before the critics and the public and ask, is it a hit? If it isn't or it is, you get the painful or joyful news pretty fast, overnight, in fact. When the new show Fanny was in Boston, the news was good, and the super enthusiasm of the cast was equaled by that of the audiences they played to. A few changes here and there, and then on to Philadelphia and the sellout. But the hearts and minds of all are pointed to that one moment, Broadway opening night. Here's the title song which Bill Talbert sings in the show, in which they tell us from Boston and Philly, is one of the high spots.
Production of the same name.
Which bids fair to become pretty famous too, Fred.
But you know what'll happen when they make the movie.
It'll be called Freddy by then.
Sure, and then I can play the lead.
Yeah, we'll give you a screen test next time, Fred, because that's all there is. There ain't no mo. I hope you'll all rally round when your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola lights up the sign. And until then, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause a pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.
Coke Time, starring Eddie Fisher, with music by Axel Stordahl, is produced and transcribed by Gordon Auchincloss. Ed Stokes speaking.